Following the mass jailbreak from Karachi's District Malir Jail, authorities have recaptured three more escapees late Tuesday night, bringing the total number of arrested inmates to 94 out of the 216 escaped prisoners. However, 122 prisoners remain at large, and a search operation is actively underway to apprehend them, officials confirmed. According to jail authorities, the case related to the jailbreak has been registered at Shah Latif Town Police Station, where a FAR was filed by Deputy Jail Superintendent Zulfikar Ali Pirzada, and includes charges such as attempted murder, dacoity, police encounter, and terrorism, under relevant provisions of the Anti-Terrorism Act. Authorities continue to appeal to the public for assistance in locating the remaining fugitives, and have ramped up coordination between law enforcement agencies to ensure their swift capture by conducting raids at the homes of the absconding prisoners and intensifying surveillance across the city. Furthermore, officials have announced that inmates who return voluntarily to the jail will be granted leniency. Voluntary prisoner surrender. Amidst the ongoing Malir jail escape case, one more prisoner has voluntarily turned himself in. Asif, who was serving a sentence under Section 380, theft, surrendered himself, and upon recalling the jailbreak, he said the incident began the moment tremors from the earthquake were felt. As soon as the earthquake struck, prisoners started coming out of their barracks, he said. There was no one there to stop us. He described how all the inmates exited through the main gate and made their way to the road outside. Expressing remorse, Asif said, "I want to complete my sentence." He added that he had already spent 10 months in jail and his case is still ongoing. CM orders probe. During an emergency meeting held at the Chief Minister's house, Sindh Chief Minister Murad Ali Shah ordered a thorough investigation into the Malir jail escape incident and tasked Chief Secretary Asif Haider Shah with overseeing the probe by involving Karachi Commissioner Hassan Naqvi and Karachi Police Chief Javed Alam Odo. Addressing the press after the meeting, CM Murad criticized the jail administration for failing to seek immediate assistance from local authorities and law enforcement agencies. "There seems to have been a complete breakdown in communication and preparedness," he remarked in a press conference.